Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. 17 Till, little Texas blues there for you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go back and listen to some of the visits that we've had with Ken Grombach over the last 14 plus years right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Type in Grombach into the search engine and you'll find his suite on our site and all the other things there, the new video, the new poll question, subscribe to my newsletter, my blog is there, et cetera, et cetera. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ken Grombach, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ken's book is called The Age Curve. It's a very important work on the understanding demographics. It'll help you plan your the future of your business, by the way. Ken, you were talking in the previous segment about the younger generation, the Y generation, essentially, in Europe. Actually, X and Y counterparts in Europe, how they're not getting married, they're not making babies. Isn't that kind of what's happening in America when I talk to young people in their 20s, they're getting married later, if at all. I talk to people who should be having grandchildren by now, and their kids are in their late 20s, and even in their 30s, they may not even be married, and if they're married, they haven't even decided to have babies yet. I mean, isn't that kind of what's happening in America?
Well, there are some important differences. And one of them is relative to the size of our population. We have about 310 million people in the United States. As a proportion of our population, the largest generation in the history of our nation is currently 8 years old to 27.
Mm-hmm.
Demographers look at that and go, oh, we dodged the bullet. We have a healthy crop of kids. When you have a healthy crop of kids, you have consumers, you have workers, and you have taxpayers.
How many? What is that? What is it? Over 80 million? Close to 100 million?
Yeah, it was a good number would be about 83 million.
Yeah. Okay.
So and the boomers are 78, 79 million. So it's actually more than the boomers. So we have that to look forward to. Now, what that is? That's a very attractive group. For anybody that wants to manufacture anything in the United States. And we're watching the onshoring. And when you combine that with a bunch of other stuff that's happening in China, you're going to get manufacturing is going to come back to the United States with a vengeance. It's already come back with the
right. It is coming back now, as it is.
Yeah. So in Europe, Europe stopped having kids about 30 years ago, which means, one, they have a small crop of Gen Xers, and a very small crop of Gen Ys, which means that the number of babies that they're having continues to shrink.
Which means that there are fewer people to fund the early retirees who are their parents.
Well, essentially, population is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah,
that's really what it is. And there are always, Jim, a part of your population that has to be the heavy lifters, the people that pay. That consume the most,
right.
Pay the most sales tax, pay the most local tax, and pay the most federal tax based on their income.
Mm-hmm.
You need them. In the United States, that group is really 45 to 55. That's where the peak
mm-hmm.
is. If you don't have them, then you have a problem. Well, that Europe doesn't have them right now. Europe is the taxes that Europe is collecting is on people who will be moving out of that category into a category where they will take instead of give, and
right.
There's no one to give.
Right,
and
eventually,
that's
the reason. That's exactly right. That's the reason I've said that the socialism doesn't have a job; it only consumes. But back to my point about this the our Gen Ys. You said they're up to 27, and the trailing end of the Gen Xers. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? I mean, have you studied this marriage rate, birth rate of that group who are currently in their 20s and early 30s, from 25 to 35 right now?
I guess I have, and I know that it seems that they're just simply not going to get married. But
if they're married, they're not having babies.
Well, the statistics or the data doesn't bear that out. And I know that it's probably in areas that make people uncomfortable, but the we are seeing people get married. The average age to get married in the United States is 26, 27 years old. I know there are some people that get married in their 30s, even 40s. But that's,
right. But that's later than their parents.
Yeah, that we absolutely are getting married later than our parents.
And they're probably having children later than their parents.
Exactly.
Yep. And so what's that going to do demographically in the out years?
Well, I think it postpones some things.
Yeah.
The most important thing, Jim, the absolutely most important thing is the fact that we are having kids above replacement level.
Yeah.
We're having kids by 2.2, 2.4 children per couple. And when you're having kids above replacement level, demographically, you are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Europe is not healthy.
And that's what Europe and Japan both are in trouble. In that
Europe and Japan and China and mm-hmm. The Koreas and Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam and even our friends in India have a messed up fertility. They mm-hmm. they distorted it. It's the best place, really, the Americas, and I say this over and over again, Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America, the two continents of the Americas. Anybody with half a brain, money, who wants to enjoy the fruits of their labor and have a family are going to come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been saying that for a long time, and I agree with you.
It's happening already. We're seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Can you give us your website, please?
KGCDirect.com.
Check it out. You can find his book there, too, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.